Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，午安。
We're glad to have a full day in the Lord.
那很高兴我们今天有全天的聚会。
But we also need the fullness of the Lord.
我们更需要的是主耶稣基督的丰满。
That's His best.
那是他的至好。
The fullness of the Lord.
就是基督的丰满。
We had that precious song we just sang.
我们刚刚唱了一个宝贝的诗歌。
We're talking about God's best today.
我们讲到神的至好。
And this letter to the Hebrews tells us of God's best.
那希伯来书就是要告诉我们说神的至好是什么。
The writer to the Hebrews is writing a prophecy.
那希伯来书的作者是在写一个先知的预言。
This prophecy is a strong exhortation to the Christian.
这预言里面对基督徒有大有勉励的话。
We want to read two passages this afternoon as illustration of the strong exhortation.
今天下午为了做个例子，我们要念两段的经文，讲到这样子强而有力的勉励。
We'll just read in chapter 6.
我们读第六章
verse 9 through 12.
九到十二节。
Now many people think that this passage in Hebrews 6 may be talking about losing your salvation.
那很多人以为这一段的经文是讲到我们会不会失去救恩。
But it's not talking about that.
但这其实不是讲这个。
It's talking about losing the best.
这是讲到我们会失去我们的至好。
And so after the writer warns of those who have tasted and been enlightened of the heavenly things.
所以希伯来书的作者讲到那些尝过天恩的滋味的。
And they've tasted the good word of God.
他们尝过神善道的滋味。
And they've been partakers of the Holy Spirit.
他们也在圣灵的事上有份。
Then they fall away.
然后他们离弃了。
Well, after you've eaten the best, what is there?
那你已经离弃了那最好的，那还剩下什么？
And so the writer is underlining the problem with not choosing God's best.
所以那作者在这里就特别的说明，若不拣选神的最好，会有什么结局？
And as we read in verse 9, he's trying to encourage these saints.
那么在第九节，他就想鼓励这些圣徒。
But beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you, and things that accompany salvation, although we're speaking in this way.
亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽然是这样说，却深信你们的行为强过这些，而且近乎得救。
For God is not unjust, so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward His name, in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints.
因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心，就是你们先前侍候圣徒，如今还是侍候。
And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence, so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end.
我们愿意你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。
So that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
Now you know, behind the book of Hebrews is the great imagery of the children of Israel when they went into the promised land.
我们晓得在这里所希伯来书所讲的，在背后它的背景就是以色列人出埃及的时候进到应许之地。
And God had a wonderful inheritance for each family.
神对每一个家都有一个美好的应许之地。
But sometimes to get that inheritance, you had to fight giants.
但是为了要得到这个应许之地，你要与巨人征战。
So some people said, I don't think I need that land. I'm happy right here living in the desert.
那所以有些人就说，我想一想，这个打巨人太辛苦了，我还是住在沙漠里好了。
Oh, we shouldn't miss God's best.
那么我们就失去了神的至好。
We want to inherit the promises.
我们要承受应许。
But it's necessary to press on with faith and patience.
而若要承受应许，就要在信心跟忍耐里面要能够竭力的追求。
And we see another strong exhortation in chapter 10.
那我们还可以看到一段大有勉励的话在第十章。
This is a long passage.
这经文比较长。
But we need to listen to it.
但我们还是需要听。
This is written for Christians.
这是为基督徒所写的。
We begin in verse 26.
从第二十六节开始。
For if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no longer a sacrifice for sins, but a terrifying expectation of judgment and the fury of a fire which will consume the adversaries.
因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的记忆就再没有了。唯有战军等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。
Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much severer punishment do you think he will deserve who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has regarded as unclean the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, and again the Lord will judge his people. It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
人若干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人尚且不得连续而死，何况能践踏神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常又亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？因为我们知道谁说深渊在我，我必报应，又说主要审判他的百姓，落在永生神的手里，真是可怕。
But remember the former days, when after being enlightened you endured a great conflict of suffering, partly by being made a public spectacle through reproaches and tribulations, partly by becoming sharers with those who were so treated.
你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难，一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏景叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
For you showed sympathy to the prisoners and accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have for yourselves a better possession and a lasting one.
因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised.For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐。使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。因为还有一点点时候，那要来的并不迟延，只是义人必因信得生。他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Could we bow just for another word of prayer?
我们可不可以再低头做一个祷告
？Oh Lord, your words are so strong.
主啊，你的话也是何等的强。
But we know you have sent them to us to motivate us to higher ground.
但我们知道你将这样子话语赐给我们，是要激动我们，使我们能够到更高之处。
We thank you for your living word. It's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword.
我们感谢你这有生命的话语，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快。
Do cut away from us anything that can be shaken.
将我们身上各样可以挪去的东西，主啊，求你割去。
And quicken us by thy word to run after your best.
用你的话使我们的灵魂苏醒，使我们快快的追求你。
We pray for your help.
我们
through the Holy Spirit's work.
我们恳求你借着圣灵的工作，使我们得到帮助。
And we pray in the name of our precious Lord Jesus.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.
The writer to the Hebrews we just read said that it's not good to shrink back.
我们刚刚读的希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，我们若退后，这是不好的。
But many Christians shrink back from even reading this letter to the Hebrews.
但很多基督徒想到了要念希伯来书，他就已经退后了。
According to many Bible teachers, the two most unread books in the New Testament are Hebrews and Revelation.
那根据许多教导圣经的人讲，那在圣经里面最不被念的两卷书，一卷是希伯来书，一卷是启示录。
Why do we shrink back?
那为什么我们要退后呢？
Well, some people say it's because it's too Jewish.
那有些人说，因为它犹太人的味道太重了。
You know, it has a lot of scriptures from the Old Testament in this book.
因为在这里面有引用许多旧约的背景。
It talks a lot about angels.
他讲到天使。
About the Levitical priesthood.
讲到利未人的祭司的制度。
About offerings and covenants.
讲到献祭，讲到圣约。
About tabernacles.
讲到会幕。
It seems very Jewish.
读起来好像犹太人。
Doesn't mean much to us.
是跟犹太人有关，不一定跟我们有关系。
But those who've read the book of Hebrews find a second reason to shrink back.
但读希伯来书的人不喜欢读，还有第二个原因。
You cannot read the book of Hebrews without being aware of the holiness that fills these pages.
因为当你读希伯来书的时候，你一定能够感觉到从这书本里面所显出来的圣洁。
For many Christians,They're afraid of God's holiness.
对很多基督徒来讲，他们想到了神的圣洁，就感觉害怕。
I remember when I was still a young Christian.
我记得我还是一个年轻的基督徒的时候。
And I went to a conference where there was a brother who was sharing on entering into holiness on the book of Hebrews.
我记得我听到在一个特会里面听到一个弟兄讲怎么样进到至圣所。
And at that time, as a young Christian, I myself was avoiding holiness. I thought it was something only for old people.
那我是一个年轻的基督徒，那时候关于圣洁的事，我是很想躲开的。我总觉得那些是给年长的基督徒的。
But as our brother shared at that conference, I began to see the beauty of holiness.
但是当我们的弟兄在那特会里面分享这个圣洁的时候，我开始看见这个圣洁的美丽。
There are things that we like and think are beautiful.
我们有些事情我们是所喜爱的，我们觉得美好的。
But when you ask the Lord, Lord, what do you like? He says, I love holiness.
但如果你问我们的主，主啊，你喜爱什么？那他会说，我喜爱圣洁。
The purity of it.
那个纯洁。
The cleanness.
那个干净。
The order of it.
那个香味。
The transparency of it.
那个透明。
The glory of it.
那个荣耀。
Holiness is beautiful.
圣洁是美丽的。
But until we break through this veil of holiness, it frightens us.
但是除非我们能够看透了这个遮掩圣洁的幕，我们觉得圣洁很可怕。
And then perhaps, of course, the reason we shy away from this book is because of these strong exhortations.
那当然还有一个原因，我们不喜欢读希伯来书，因为当中有这些非常强烈的激励的话。
As we spoke last night, we mentioned that this word exhortation means two things at the same time.
那昨天我们在分享的时候，我们讲到这个勉励这个字在圣经里面有两个意思。
On the one hand, it's a warning.
一方面是一个警告。
On the other hand, it's an encouragement.
另一方面是个激励。
Now, our American Bibles are making translations easier and easier.
那在美国这些很多的翻译啊，将这个翻译弄得越来越简单。
And whenever they come to this word exhortation, they don't use this word anymore.
所以他们不再使用这个字来翻译了。
And you know, Americans don't like this word warning.
因为美国人不喜欢警告这个字。
We don't even like stop signs, we go through them.
我们连那个停的记号都不喜欢，我们喜欢开过去。
So our American translations don't say warnings, they only say encouragements.
所以在英文的翻译里面很多时候不再讲警告，只是说勉励。
As if our God is the God of positive thinking.
好像我们的神啊，只会想那些美好的思想。
Our God is very positive in his thinking.
那的确，我们的神的思想是非常正面的。
But he's also very clear in his warnings.
但对他自己的警告，他也是非常清楚的。
And so this book is meat for the mature.
所以这本书对于那些成熟的基督徒是干粮。
The more I read it, the more I see Jesus in the temple with a cord of whips, whipping out the Hebrew Christians out of the shadows of the temple and into the fullness of the best.
在我读这本书的时候，我仿佛看见了主耶稣基督拿着鞭子把那些犹太的基督徒赶出了圣殿，进到了至圣所。
Imagine the position they were in.
想想看他们所处的光景。
Now this is what it means to be in the shadows.
那什么叫做在活在这个影子里面？
That's the way the writer to Hebrews says. They're in the shadows.
那这是希伯来的作者所用的，他们是在预表的影子里面。
Now what does that mean?
那什么意思呢？
I'll give you some examples.
给你们一些例子。
Now these Hebrew Christians believed that Jesus was the Lamb of God.
那这些犹太的基督徒相信耶稣是神的羔羊。
But they also sacrificed lambs during each of the three feasts of the Jews.
但同时他们在犹太人的三个节期照样的献牺牲的祭。
But you can't have the lamb and still have sacrifice of lambs.
但你不能有神的羔羊又献自己的羔羊。
Now they knew that the church was the house of God, but they also worshipped at the temple and thought it was the house of God.
他们知道教会是神的家，但同时他们还在圣殿里面敬拜，因为他们觉得圣殿才是神的家。
They listened to the apostles' teaching, but they also listened to the traditions of the Jewish elders.
他们听使徒的教训，但同时他们也听犹太传统长老的教导。
They knew they'd been saved by grace, but they also felt they were still under the obligation to the law.
他们知道他们是蒙恩的拯救，但同时他们觉得他们还有义务要守律法。
And so our Lord Jesus comes with strong exhortation.
所以我们的主耶稣基督来了，要大大的勉励他们。
And he's saying, look to Jesus.
他说看啊主耶稣。
The Father is speaking now.
这是父所讲的话。
He says, look to Jesus.
他说仰望耶稣。
He's the only lamb.
他是唯一的羔羊。
No more lambs.
没有别的羔羊。
He's the only sacrifice.
他是唯一的祭。
No more sacrifices.
没有别的祭物。
He's the only temple.
他是唯一的殿。
No more temples.
没有别的殿。
He's the only grace.
他是唯一的恩典。
No more law.
没有律法。
Do you see what has to happen?
你看，一定要怎么样，你知道吗？
It's by looking to Jesus we can be released from these lesser things.
当我们持住耶稣的时候，我们就可以从这些次好的事得释放。
But some of these Hebrew Christians were shrinking back.
但这些犹太的基督徒有些人就冷淡退后。
That's why this letter was written.
所以有这本书信写给他们。
Now, we should ask the question, why is this letter in the New Testament for us?
那我们就要问这个问题了。那这本书为什么在新约里面要给我们呢？
Because it is dealing with a very specific Jewish problem.
因为它的确是在那里处理一个非犹太人一个特有的问题。
Why did the Lord want this as part of the New Testament?
那为什么主要把这本书放在新约里面？
For this very reason.
为了这个缘故。
It speaks of one of the great principles of the New Testament life.
因为他讲到了在新约里面圣徒生活一个很重要的原则。
What is the principle?
这个原则是什么？
The good can be the enemy of the best.
好可以是至好的仇敌。
The Jewish religious system was very good.
犹太人的宗教信仰制度是非常好的。
But it was standing in the way of the best.
但这个却成为他们得到至好的拦阻。
And so this letter speaks of the problems that come when we're satisfied with the good.
所以这本书就讲到，那当我们以那个次好的为宝足的时候，会有怎么样子的问题？
Now the writer is exhorting them and speaking about Jesus.
那这个作者是要勉励他们讲到耶稣基督。
But as he's speaking, he sees that they're not understanding.
当他讲的时候，他发现他们好像不明白。
Turn to chapter 5, verse 11.
请翻到第五章十一节。
He interrupts his exhortation.
他在他勉励的话里面好像打断了一样。
And he says, concerning Jesus, we have much more to say, but it's hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing.
他这里讲到说，论到耶稣就是麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。
Why have they become dull of hearing?
为什么听不进去？
Don't you want to hear about Jesus?
难道你不想听关于主的事情吗？
Oh, yeah, I want to hear about Jesus.
是啊，我当然想听啊。
Then why are you falling asleep?
那为什么我讲是你睡觉呢？
I'm not talking about you.
我不是在讲你们啊。
No, this is talking to other Christians, not you.
我们不是只讲别的基督徒，不是讲你啊。
Yeah, but we become dull of hearing.
我们发现我们难以听进去。
We're hearing the rightest words, but they're not getting into our heart.
我们好像听到了那个字却没有进到我们的心。
For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for somebody to teach you the elementary things of the oracles of God, and you've come back to needing milk and not solid food.
那看你们学习的功夫本该做师父，谁知还有人得将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
And so here's God's children wandering around in the wilderness.
所以神的儿女们在旷野里面漂流。
And they always come back and say, oh, teach us about how we can be saved.
他们总是回来要问说啊，教导我们，教我们怎么样得救呢？
But the writer says we have to go on to maturity.
但希伯来书的作者说我们必须进步，我们必须要成熟。
We can't just keep speaking baby stuff.
我们不能够一直讲着婴儿要听的事情。
But you just want baby stuff.
但你们只想吃婴儿的食物。
Whenever I give you an exhortation of meat, you don't understand.
我们每次给你们有干粮性质的勉励的时候，你们听不进去。
This is the problem with living in the shadows.
这个就是活在这个影子里面的危险。
Notice this reference to shadows in chapter 8, verse 5.
我们再看一下第八章第五节。
When he's talking about the earthly temple.
讲到地上的会幕。
He says they serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things.
这里讲到说他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像。
And then notice chapter 10 and verse 1.
第十章的第一节。
Even the law is only a shadow.
甚至律法也不过是将来美事的影儿。
For the law, since it is only a shadow of the good things to come, and not the substance of the thing,can never by the same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year make perfect those who draw near.
律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，那总不能借着每年长献一样的祭物叫那近前来的人得以完全。
You remember how Paul spoke about this same problem in the book of Colossians chapter 2.
那你们记得保罗在哥罗西书第二章里面讲到同样的问题。
People were holding on to religiousShadows instead of the reality, the substance, which is Christ.
基督徒抓紧了那些信仰里面的影儿，而忽略了信仰的本体，就是耶稣基督。
The law is a shadow. Jesus is our law.
律法不过是影儿，基督才是我们的律法。
The temple is a shadow. The heavenly tabernacle where Jesus is the high priest, that's the reality.
圣殿不过是个影儿，那天上的会幕有主耶稣基督在那里为我们做大祭司的才是本物。
But because these Jews were attached to their former religion, they were living in the shadows.
但这些犹太人因为他们对于他们外在宗教礼仪是这样子的紧紧的抓住，所以他们一直活在影儿里面。
And here we come into a very subtle problem.
那所以在这里呢，我们就遇到一个非常不容易发现的问题。
If we live in the shadows, we begin to think our knowledge is our reality.
我们如果活在影儿里面的时候，很多时候我们觉得我们的知识就等于食物的本体。
Have you ever known a Christian who can speak the doctrines, but you look at their lives and there's not the reality?
你认不认识一些基督徒，他们可以教导圣经的教导，在他的生活里面你却看不出信仰的实质。
Have you met those who speak of the fullness of the Holy Spirit, but you look at their lives and you say, why don't you speak to yourself?
那很多时候你有没有遇到这些基督徒，他们讲到圣灵充满了敬业，但你看看他们的行为，你会说奇怪，你为什么不讲道给自己听一听呢？
But intelligent people,
那聪明的人
，which includes a few Chinese, I know.
那有不少中国人是很聪明的
，are able to understand doctrine,
可以了解教义
，but that doesn't mean we know the reality.
但并不代表我们了解那真实的本物。
We need to be out of the shadows.
我们必须要离开影儿。
You see, and here's another thing we realize in this matter of the good that can be the enemy of the best.
那还有一件是关于为什么一个好可以是至好的仇敌。我们还有一件事要明白。
There's another important principle we learn in this letter to the Hebrews.
那从希伯来书里面还有一个重要的原则我们可以学习的。
Unless the cross of the Lord is working daily in our lives, we tend to move from reality to the shadows.
那除非主耶稣基督的十字架每天在我们心里的工作，不然我们的本性是要叫我们离开那个本物，回到影儿。
We start out in reality.
那我们开始的时候，我们是持守了那本物。
But unless the cross works on us, we move into the shadows.
但除非基督的十字架在我们里面工作，我们逐渐逐渐的就退到影儿里面。
That's why many times our conversion experience was very real, but our present Christian life doesn't seem so real.
这就是为什么很多时候我们悔改得救的经历是非常的真实，但我们如今基督徒的生活看起来就很虚假。
We move from the heavenly to the earthly.
因为我们从天上降到了地
上。From the spiritual to the natural.
除了属灵的回到了天来。
From grace to law.
从恩典进到律法。
From a living way to tradition.
从一个活道回到传统。
From an organism to a system.
从一个有机物变成一个系统。
This is the story of the Christian church.
这就是基督教会的故事。
This is the story of the Christian life unless the cross works upon us.
那这就是基督徒的生活的经历。除非基督的十字架在我们里面工作。
Let me explain what I mean.
让我再解释一下我什么意思。
How many of you have been blessed by the Lord?
好。我们当中有多少人是蒙神祝福的
？Have you been blessed by the Lord？
你有没有蒙神祝福过
？Well, some people won't raise their hand. I hope you have been.
很多人还没举手，那我希望你至少有领受恩典啊。
Blessings are good.
蒙祝福是好的。
Blessings are very good.
蒙神祝福是非常好的。
Do you have some money？
你有钱吗
？You have some savings？
你有存款吗
？You have a nice car？
你有很好的车吗
？Blessings are good.
有些祝福是很好的。
But it can be the enemy of the best.
但它可以成为至好的仇敌。
What does that mean?
什么意思
?God's will for your life may be the sacrifice of some of those blessings.
因为神对你的旨意可能是要你放下一些你这些所蒙的恩典。
But you know here in USA, we have a big problem with this.
但我们知道在美国众人对这件事有很大的问题。
Christians always have to dealand be cautious of idolatry.
那基督徒总是要非常的谨慎，非常的小心拜偶像的事。
Biggest idol in the United States, Mammon.
那最在美国最大的偶像是什么
？Even some here.
钱。
Even some here.
甚至我们当中有些人。
Idol worshippers.
敬拜这样子的偶像。
Because material things mean more to you than your kingdom inheritance.
那因为属物质的事对你来讲比那天上所要给你承受的产业更重要。
And it isn't just money.
那不光是钱。
I think people are more obsessed today with health.
那我觉得这现代人啊对健康啊也像一个偶像一样。
And people have this idea. I know I'm in God's will because I'm healthy and I'm wealthy.
那很多人就说哎我知道我是活在神的旨意里。为什么？因为我既有钱又健康。
Now, when do you ever hear a testimony in our church where somebody stands up? I know I'm in God's will because I'm sick and I have no money.
那什么时候你在教会里面听到有人会站起来说：“哦，我知道我行在神的旨意里面，因为我既生病又没钱。”
Immediately we say, "Oh, he's doing something out of God's will."
那我们马上就讲：“哦，他一定没有行神的旨意。”
Nah, but health and wealth is no evidence you're in God's will.
但无论是健康无论是金钱并不代表你就行在神的旨意里面。
Many men have taken a promotion and they've taken their life right out of the kingdom.
那很多人为了在工作上能够长进那反而离开了国度。
Now, do you think every promotion comes from God?
那你觉得每一个职位的升迁都是神要给你的吗
Oh, the devil gives us promotions.
鬼魔也给我们升迁呢。
But you see, we have a problem.
但你晓得我们对这个有问题啊。
The good, the blessings can be an enemy of the best.
因为这好的 祝福这好的事情可以成为治好的事情的仇敌。
And we can have good meetings.
那有时候我们会有很好的聚会。
Do you like your meetings where you meet on Sundays?
你喜欢你们自己礼拜天的聚会吗？
We have good meetings.
聚会很好。
Worship God.
敬拜。
We break bread.
波饼
We pray together.
我们一同祷告
Study the word.
我们一起读经
Good meetings.
非常好
Can be the enemy of the best.
那这些都可以成为治好的仇敌
Here's my question.
这是我的问题
It's a good meeting.
这是很好的聚会
Is it a living meeting?
但是是一个活泼的聚会吗
Oh, we know exactly how long a meeting should go.
那我们知道这个聚会要多久啊
We know exactly who's going to pray. They pray every week.
那我们知道谁要祷告，因为每个礼拜都是这些人祷告。
We know exactly what they're going to pray, and they pray very good.
因为我们也知道他们要祷告些什么，他们祷告也很好听。
And even though we have 800 songs in the hymn book, we never sing more than 50.
虽然一本诗歌本里面有800首歌，我们很少唱超过50首。
The good songs.
所以很好的诗歌。
But is it living?
但它是活泼的吗？
And when we become comfortable in the good,
很多时候我们在享受这个好
it can be an enemy of the best,
要成为治好的仇敌
When I read the book of Acts in the early church,
当我读到《使徒行传》里面讲到早期教会的时候
I don't think they had our patterns.
我觉得他没有我们这样子聚会的形式
I think when they met together, they didn't always know exactly how things were going to happen or how long the meeting was going to be.
当他们真正聚会的时候他们不一定知道他们程序到底是什么也不一定知道什么时候要结束
But one thing we know,
但他们有一件事他们知道
They had the best.
他们得着了治好的
They had the life of God in their meetings.
他们的聚会里面有神的生命
Now we have good faith.
我们有一个好的信心。
Do you have good faith?
你有好的信心吗?
This is our beliefs.
这是我们相信的。
Oh, I believe in the second coming.
我相信主的再来。
I believe Jesus can heal.
我相信耶稣可以医治我。
I believe Jesus saved my soul.
我相信耶稣拯救了我的灵。
We have all kinds of faith.
我们有各式各样的信仰。
Wonderful blessing.
非常美好的祝福。
But let me ask you.
But 让我问你们。
In the Bible.
在圣经里面。
Faith isn't beliefs.
信仰不光是知道。
Faith.Is obedient actions.
信仰是顺服的作为。
Oh, well, we have good faith, but do we have living faith?
所以我们有一个好的信仰，但我们有一个活泼的信仰吗？
We can say we believe everything, but no, it's what we do out of obedience of faith. That's living faith.
那我们可以说我们相信很多的事情，但这些都不是只有遵循你所相信的事而行出来的。这叫做活泼的信仰。
Now we don't have time to go into it, but in the book of Hebrews, there was another problem.
那我们没有时间详细的讲，不过在希伯来书里面还有一个问题。
By the time this book was written, one thing that was very prevalent among the Jews was the worship of a particular angel.
因为在写这本书的时候，在犹太当时的犹太人当中，还有一个很特别的问题，就是他们敬拜一个特别的天使。
Everybody wants a good angel.
每一个人都希望有一个好的天使。
They call them guardian angels.
那这些是守护的天使。
And Christians take up this practice sometimes, believe in guardian angels.
那基督徒有时候也有这样子相信有守护天使。
But we know the word angel in the Bible just means messenger.
那我们晓得天使在圣经里面不过是信使的意思。
So let me ask you a question.
所以让我问你这个问题。
Have you got a good messenger?
你有一个很好的传信的使者吗？
Doesn't every church say, that's what we need? A good preacher. A good preacher. If we just had a good preacher, more people would come, more money would come in. No.
不是每个教会都这样子讲吗？我们需要一个会讲道的人，一个会讲道的人。有了会讲道的人，人也会多，奉献也会多。
And if a church doesn't have some full-time worker, some preacher, they go across the world to find somebody so we can have a good angel.
那有的时候在教会里面他们没有一个全职的传道的同工而他们到全世界各地找因为他们要找一个会传信息的使者
And you know, sometimes a good angel can be the enemy of the best.
但有的时候一个好的传信息的使者也成为治好的仇敌
In every assembly the Lord wants 4, 5, 6 men with the gift to teach and to preach.
因为在每一个聚会里面，神是希望4个、5个、6个这样子能够教导、能够传讲的人。
But if the full-time worker does all the speaking, it can rob us of the best.
但是如果一个全职的同工一直都是他在讲的话，那他将治好的拿走。
What does the Lord want?
主要什么
That's why full-time workers, their main job is to raise up others to speak.
所以一个全职业同工他最重要的责任是使是操练别的弟兄姐妹，使他们也能够讲。
And finally, we have a good God.
那最后我们有一个很好的神。
Is your God good?
你的神好不好？
Does he bless you?
他是不是祝福你？
Is he merciful?
他是不是大有怜悯?
Does he answer your prayer?
他是不是答应你的祷告?
Does he protect you?
他是不是保守你?
He's a good God.
他是个非常好的神。
My question.
那问题是,
Is he the living God?
他是不是一个活泼的神?
Now the prophet who wrote Hebrews talks of the living God. And when he puts that word living in front of God, he's trying to convey something.
那在希伯来书里面讲到他是又真又活的神。讲到他是一个活神的时候，他要告诉我们一些事。
If we like the good God,
那我们喜欢这位好的神
，the God we're comfortable with，
这也很好，我们就舒服了。
The God who's predictable，
我们希望一个我们可以预测他的神。
Well, maybe that's not the living God。
但也许这不是一个活神。
Who's the living God？
一个活神是什么样子的神呢
？Oh, he's a speaking God。
他是一个说话的神。
He's a holy God.
他是一个圣洁的神。
He's an unpredictable God.
他是一个你不能够预测的神。
Look at these passages.
你看一下这些的经文。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
第三章十二节。
And these are just passages that mention the living God.
这里都讲到了那永生神。
Take care, brethren, that there be not in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间会有人存着不信的恶心，把永生或者活神离弃了。
Or look in chapter 9, verse 14.
第九章的十四节。
How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
And then chapter 10 verse 31.
第十章的第三十一节。
It's a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
那落在永生神的手里真是可怕。
Chapter 12 verse 22.
第十二章第二十二节。
But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的诚意。
Now isn't that the best?
那这是不是最好的 至好的
To have a living God?
有一位永生神活神。
Who's moving, who's speaking?
他会动作他会说话。
Sometimes we want a comfortable God.
但有的时候我们是要一个让我们觉得舒服的神。
Now you know, when you're teaching a group of six-year-old children,
你知道当你要教这些一群这个六岁的小孩的时候
When you go to those six-year-old children, you cannot say, it's a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
那你对一个六岁的小孩要讲的时候，你不能告诉他们说，落在永生神的手里真是可怕。
Then they go, They call for mommy and daddy.
I'm just, daddy, daddy.
So of course we have to teach the children about the love of God.
所以我们当然要教导孩子们神的爱。
God is love.
神是爱。
God is merciful.
神是怜悯的。
God is forgiving.
神是赦免的。
But someday we have to leave Sunday school.
但总有一天我们要离开主日学。
And we discover a consuming fire.
我们发现这个神是烈火。
A disciplining God.
一个管教我们的神。
A God who scares us when we're on the wrong side of things.
一位当我们行错事的时候我们惧怕的神。
Duh, do we have the living God?
我们是不是有这样子的一位永生神?
Our God is so alive.
我们的神是真实的。
That he sends us this word.
他将这个话语赐给我们。
To shake us out of the good into the best.
要把我们从这些好的里面震动出来，进入那至好。
Not just good，
不仅仅是要好。
Living，
是活泼的。
Living meetings，
一个活泼的聚会。
Living God，
一个活神。
Living word，
一个活道。
Living prayer，
一个活泼的祷告。
In prayer meetings， we need living prayers。
我们在祷告的时候，我们何等需要这样的一个活泼的祷告。
I've heard so many dead prayers in prayer meeting。
实在在这个祷告会里面听到太多 死气沉沉的祷告。
I felt we were in a cemetery.
那感觉好像在牧场。
I could smell the formaldehyde of the bodies being kept.
我都可以闻到那个保存尸体的那种药品的味道。
The prayers are dusty.
那些祷告充满了灰尘。
Because they've been repeated so often.
因为它不断的重复。
Oh, but for living prayers.
但我们需要一个活泼的祷告。
Then the living God can move.
然后这个活神就可以运动。
Now, do you want his best?
我们是不是要这最好的事?
It may be unpredictable, you know.
也许我们测不出神到底要做什么。
Our brother A.B. Simpson wrote that song, God's Best.
那我们讲的弟兄 A.B. Simpson 写的这个诗歌神的至好。
And he wrote it while he was doing a series of messages on Joshua and the children coming into the promised land.
那他在写这首诗歌的时候，他正在教导约书亚记，讲到以色列人进到应许之地。
And he talked about the few.
他讲到了那几位
Caleb,
加勒
who wasn't satisfied with the good.
他不仅仅是要一个好的东西。
He said, "Give me the best."
他跟神说，我要至好的。
I want the mountain of Hebron.
我要希伯来的山，希伯伦的山地。
I know there's giants.
我知道那里有巨人。
But the others said, "No, no, no, we don't want that mountain."
那其他人说，我不要跟这些巨人打。
We'll live down here in the desert.
那在旷野生活不错。
Caleb said, "Give me the best."
但加勒说，给我治好的。
That's when A.B. Simpson wrote this song.
就在这个时候 ，A.B. Simpson 写了这首诗。
Now what do you want?
那你要什么
？Do you want God's best?
你要神所赐的治好呢
？Or are you satisfied with good?
还是你只是要神的好？
That's the issue here.
这个是我们所讨论的问题。
And Barnabas handles this issue with tremendous wisdom. Now, for those of you who weren't here last night, I'm saying that Barnabas, Joseph the Levite, wrote this book.
那巴拿巴在写这个诗，写关于这些事的时候，非常的有智慧。那昨天你们不在的时候，你们要知道，我觉得是巴拿巴，利未人约瑟，巴拿巴写的这本书信。
And because Barnabas understood this principle of the good and the best.
因为巴拿巴了解这个好跟治好他的原则。
He knew how to encourage these Jewish Christians to lay hold of Jesus, the high priest.As their best.
所以他知道他怎么样勉励这些犹太基督徒持定他们的大祭司耶稣可以以至于他们可以得到治好的。
Now, when he wrote this book,
当他写这本书信的时候
he didn't say Judaism was no good.
他并不是说犹太教不好。
He didn't say the law was no good.
他不是说律法不好。
The sacrifices were no good.
献祭不好。
Now, Paul was very strong.And he implied that the laws were nailed to the cross when Jesus died on the cross.
那保罗的语气就非常的强烈。他讲主耶稣钉死十字架的时候，连律法一同钉在十字架上。
But the writer to Hebrews is much more subtle.
但希伯来书的作者写的时候就比较隐藏。
Here's what he says.
他是这样讲的。
The Jewish things were good.
他讲说犹太教的东西是好的。
But now the best has come.
但那更好的来了。
It's time to let go of the good for the best.
为了那治好的，现在就该放下那些好的了。
And so you know how the whole book of Hebrews goes.
所以你知道整本希伯来书是这么写的。
Jesus is compared to everything that was good.
所以将耶稣与其他所有好的东西比较。
Jesus is better than the angels.
那主耶稣是比天使更美好。
Jesus is better than Moses and Joshua.
他比摩西更尊贵。
Jesus is better than Aaron, the high priest.
他的职任比亚伦的祭司职分更美好。
Jesus' ministry in the heavenly tabernacle is greater than the Levitical ministry on the earthly tabernacle.
那主耶稣在天上帐幕里面的服事是比那利未人在地上帐幕的服事更为美好。
Jesus brought in a covenant that was better than the old covenant.
耶稣保险所立的新约是比那旧约更美好的约。
And so, time and time again, Barnabas with this spiritual wisdom takes the good and says, it's now been made obsolete by the best.
所以一次又一次，一次又一次，巴拿巴在属灵的智慧里面，一次又一次的提到这个好的东西，当那至好的来到的时候，这个好的就废弃了。
Now the religion of the Jews,is the best religion on this earth until Jesus came.
那我们晓得犹太人的宗教信仰 在主耶稣来以前是全世界最好的宗教系统。
Because it was given by a revelation of God, not the imaginations of man.
因为它是神的启示所赐给他们的，不是出于人的想象。
And his covenant is a holy covenant.
那所立的约是圣约。
And the children of Israel always sang, "The Lord is good; his mercies endure forever."
犹太人的百姓总是这样说：耶和华的慈爱是美好的，他慈爱存到永远。
There was no better religion than that.
在那个时候，没有比那个更好的信仰。
Until Jesus came.
只等到耶稣来了。
And he's better.
他比这些更美好。
13 times he's better.
在希伯来书里面提到他比这些更好13次。
I know you don't believe me.
我知道你不相信我。
We're going to have to look at all 13 times.
所以我们要看这13处的地方。
Are you ready?
预备好了没有？
Chapter 1 verse 4, just underline better.
第一章的第四节。有。
You see it?
看到没有？
He's better than the angels.
远超过天使。
Okay, chapter 5 verse 9.
第五章第九节。
He has brought to us better things. Verse 9.We're convinced of better things concerning you.
第五章 verse 9?
Of chapter 6, sorry.
6, 9.
Okay. Chapter 7, 19.
七章十九节。
We have a better hope.
有更美的指望。
Chapter 7, verse 22.
第七章二十二节。
We have a better covenant.
更美的约。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
第八章的第六节。
We have a better covenant and a better promise.
我们有一个更美的约跟更美的应许。
Chapter 9, verse 23.
第九章二十三节。
He offered better sacrifices.
有一个更美的祭物。
Chapter 10, verse 34.
第三十四节。
You yourselves have a better possession and a lasting one.
有更美长存的家业。
Chapter 11,
第十一章。
Abel offered a better sacrifice.
亚伯献的祭更美的祭。
Chapter 11, verse 16.
第十一章的第十六节。
Abraham desired a better country.
亚伯兰羡慕一个更美的家乡。
Chapter 11, verse 40.
第十一章的四十节。
God has provided something better for us.
神替他们预备了，给我们预备了更美的事。
Chapter 12, verse 24.
第12章的24节。
The blood of Jesus speaks better than the blood of Abel.
耶稣的血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
Did you get 13?
有没有13个？
I may have missed, but you see, Jesus is better, 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 better. Do you get the point?
所以我们可以看到这里讲到耶稣是更美的，更美的，更美的，更美的，明白了吗？
Whatever you're holding on to,
不管你抓的东西是什么，
it may even be good.
也许是好的。
Jesus is better.
但耶稣更好。
That's the whole point.
这是整本书的教导。
Look what he says in chapter 8, verse 13.
我们再看第八章的第十三节。
Here he's speaking about the better covenant of Jesus.
他这里讲到更美的约。
And he says, when he said a new covenant, he made the first obsolete. Whatever is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to disappear.
竟说新约就以旧前约为旧了，但那渐旧渐衰的就必快归无有了。
The old covenant is now obsolete.
那前约是旧了。
It's getting old.
旧了，老了。
It's disappearing.
要消失了。
Don't hold on to something that's disappearing.
不要抓住那些要消失的东西。
As John says in his letter, the world is passing away.
约翰在他的书信里面讲的，这世界都要过去。
But he who believes in the word of God shall never pass away.
但那相信神话语的人永远长存。
And so we learn that there are those who choose God's best. That's Jesus.
所以我们可以学习这件事，有些人已经拣选了那上好的，就是主耶稣。
As the song said,
好像那诗歌讲的
，Some dare to choose God's best.
那有些人。愿意拣选治好的。
Now my question for you.
那我问你的是。
Why are they the minority?
为什么这些人只是一点点呢?
God has his best things for the few who dare to stand the test.
因为讲到说神只为那些少数的人给了他们治好的。
Now you would think everybody wants the best.
那你会讲说每一个人都想要治好的啊。
But just a few attain to the best.
但只有几位愿意伸手抓着治好的。
Well, maybe we need to define a little bit more from the lives of those who have found the best, what the best means.
那也许我们要从那些已经得到这治好的人的身上来查考一下到底什么叫做治好的。
Number one, there's five things.
有五件事情。
Number one.
第一
The best is when you've moved from outward things to a person, Jesus.
第一就是最好的是你将那个外面的事情逐渐挪去移到一位有位格的就是耶稣。
Somebody may know that they have salvation.
有的人知道自己有救恩。
But do they have Jesus, their Savior? Do they know Jesus the Savior?
但他是不是认识这位救主。
Some may ask God for wisdom.
有的人祷告神求智慧。
But do you know Jesus, your wisdom?
但知不知道耶稣是我们的智慧。
Some people pray and God heals them.
有的人祷告求神医治他们。
But do you know the healer?
但你认识那医治人的神吗？
Or only the healing?
还是只想到要得医治？
You see, the best is found when you move behind those shadows into that person.Who stands as the I am.
那治好的就是当我们离开了那个影儿而进到本物就是主耶稣基督的本身。
That's the best.
那是治好的。
These Hebrew Christians needed the best.
这些希伯来的基督徒他们需要这个治好的。
They needed Jesus.
他们需要耶稣。
Not a better sacrificial system.
他们不是需要一个更好的一个祭拜的系统。
Not a better worship temple.
那不是一个更好的殿。
They needed Jesus.
他们要耶稣。
Jesus is everything.
耶稣是一切。
Jesus is supreme.
耶稣是至高。
Jesus is all sufficient.
他是全足。
That's what they needed.
这是他们所需要的。
That's choosing the best.
这就是拣选了治好的。
Okay?
懂吗?
Number two.
第二,
we learn from those who've chosen the best that once the best is taken, God does not allow us to rest until we stay with the best.
从我们从这些已经得到治好的人所学的教训是这个。一旦这些人拿到了治好以后,那神不会休息,一直等到我们要能够持守努力得到这治好的。
Have you prayed in your heart?God, I want your best.
有时候我们有没有在心里面祷告，神啊，我要治好的。
Have you prayed that?
有这样祷告过吗？
Do you mean that?
你是真心的祷告吗？
Then I know something about your life.
那我就可以知道你生命里的一些事。
There is now unrest.
那现在就有一个不安定。
Why?
为什么？
Because as long as there's something that's less than the best, God won't let you rest.
因为你在生命里面若没有那个治好的，神就不会让你得平安。
The good is the enemy of the best.
好的是治好的仇敌。
Without his best, there is no rest.
没有神治好的，你就得不到那个平安。
And so we learned that lesson.
所以我们就学了这个教训。
Some people, want his best, but leave the good and choose another good.
那有些人为了得到那个治好的，他离开了那个好的，但拣选的还是另一个好的。
They say, this job is not God's best for me.It's that job that's God's best for me.
那么很多时候他说这个工作不是神所要给我的最好的。那一个工作才是。
They move from good to good.
他们从一个好的事情移到一个好的事情。
This church is no good. That church is good.
这个教会不好那个教会才好。
They move from good to good.
他们从好的再移到好的。
What's God's best?
那神所看为至好的。
Oh, you may have to stand the test.
但你可能要承受磨练。
Some people say, I want God's best.
有些人说我要神的治好。
I think it's the fourth verse of that song we sang, God's best.
我想我们刚刚所唱的诗歌的第四节。
Some people choose God's best.
有的人拣选神的治好。
But when the testing comes,
但等到试炼来的时候
they shrink back.
他们就退后。
I think the good is good enough.
那我想好就已经足够了。
No, if you want his best, he will not let you rest.
但是如果你要神的治好神不会让你平安只等到你得到。
Anything less than his best, he gives you unrest.
不给你那个治好的他就不让你得安息。
That's why I'm happy to see some of you restless.
这是为什么我看你们这个坐立不安的时候我觉得有点高兴。
Probably you foolishly made that prayer. God, I want your best.
也许你傻乎乎的就做了那个祷告神啊我要你给我治好的。
Praise God.
感谢主啊。
Number three, we learned this lesson.
那么第三个我们所学的教训。
We cannot set aside the good for the best.
那我们自己不能够放下那个好的，要得到那至好的。
Because we're attached to the good.
因为我们已经深深的被那个好抓住了。
That's why the Bible says, it doesn't say money is the root of evil.
这就是为什么圣经并没有说金钱是万恶之根。
It says the love of money.
他说贪爱金钱。
Oh, I just love money. I can't get detached.
那我就是这么样子的喜爱钱呢、啊，我放不下呀、啊。
Oh, I know it's only good, but I just like the good so much.
我知道它仅仅是个好而已，但我实在是很喜爱这个好啊。
But you know what happens?
那你知道会怎么样吗？
Whenever we hold on to the good,
当我们抓紧这个好的时候，
even like the covenant we read about,
好，即使像我们刚才所读的约，
it becomes obsolete.
但它已经渐旧了，
it starts to disappear.
它要消失了，
it grows old.
它变老了。
If you have good religion,
如果你有很好的宗教生活，
if all you do is go to a good church,
如果你不过是去一个好的教会，
after a while,It gets old.
那过一段时间就习惯了。
You have a devotional life.
你有一个灵修的生活。
You get up in the morning, read the Bible, have a prayer.
你早上起来，你读圣经，你祷告。
You got it all neatly arranged.
那你这个时间都安排得很好，一下就过去了。
Is it getting kind of old?
那是不是感觉好像很乏味啊？
But we can't detach ourselves from the good.
那我们如果不能够从这个好里面离开。
Until the work of the cross takes it away.
那唯一离开的方式只有等到基督的十字架帮我们挪开。
The cross comes and shakes loose our idols.
基督临到了，就将这些偶像震动挪去。
So that we can take the very best.
这样子我们就可以去拿那最好的。
Number four.
第四。
There needs to be outward things.
我们需要外面的东西。
This is what makes the trouble.
这就是问题。
We need the good.
因为我们需要好的。
But the good must only serve the best.
但这些好的只能够来服侍那个至好的。
Now we need times of worship. We need a place to meet. We need some kind of schedule.
那我们需要有一个敬拜的时间，我们需要有一个敬拜的地方，我们甚至需要有一个敬拜的程序。
But these should simply be a means to express the best.
那这些不过是器皿，要表达那个至好的。
As Jesus says, the wine should determine the shape of the wineskin, not the wineskin determine how much wine.
这主耶稣讲的。这个酒啊，要定规这个酒袋要怎么样子？那不是你的酒袋是怎么样子，来定规你这个酒要怎么装。
That's why our forms always need to be tested.
这就是为什么我们外在聚会的形式总要受试验。
To make sure we're walking in the living way.
好，叫我们确定我们所走的是一个活路活道。
If we have one good meeting, if tomorrow morning we have a great meeting.
我们如果有一个很好的聚会，如果明天早上我们聚会非常的美好。
And next Sunday we come together and say, okay, remember how good meeting was last week? Here's the formula. First Joe prayed, then we sang this song, and you make a order of service.
那如果说我们下个礼拜天我们就说，哎，我们记不记得上次那个聚会啊？那个聚会很好，那我们看看那个聚会是怎么做的？谁领会的？谁祷告的
？You discover that in 2 weeks you have already made a tradition.
那这样子不到两个礼拜你就已经建立起一个传统。
The forms, the methods always must be subservient to life, God's life, the living God.
你形式外在的礼仪永远是要成为那活神的奴仆来服侍那位活神。
But when people make the ways or the forms of their worship part of the foundation of their church, they have fallen away from a living testimony.
但一个教会，他如果把他敬拜的形式、敬拜的方式，那成为他成立教会，是教会立根基的根基的时候， 他就已经从这活神当中离开了。
You understand what I'm saying?
你懂我的意思吗？
10 years ago,
十年以前，
our worship was in a certain way.
我们敬拜有一些方式。
By now,
现在，
it should be different.
应该不一样了。
But if we say, no, 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 that's the way we do it, that's the way we always did it, that's the way we're going to do it.
如果我们这样说，不不不可以不可以不可以这样子，我们以前是这样做，现在是这样做，我们将来还得这样做。
Now what if the Lord wants to do something else?
那如果神要做一些别的事的话，神要怎么办？
The life of the wine determines the shape of the wineskin.
这个酒的生命啊，要决定了你酒带的形式。
Then the fifth lesson we learn.
那第五个我们学的教训。
Choosing the best keeps us in life.
拣选那至好的，那使我们活在生命里。
Oh, it's wonderful when you see somebody who's chosen the best.
这实在美好。当我们看见一个人拣选了那至好的。
Because they're a living Christian.
因为他们是一个活泼的基督徒。
They're alive.
他们是活的。
When they pray, it's a blessing.
他们祷告的时候是个祝福。
When they sing, it makes us want to sing.
当他唱诗歌的时候，我们愿意一同来唱。
They've chosen the best.
因为他们拣选了那至好的。
And they're alive.
他们是活泼的。
Oh, we should be so convicted when we see somebody alive.
当我们看到这样子的时候，我们心中真是要深深的被对付。
Sometimes I go and visit places where there's some pretty elderly people.
有时候我到不同的地方，去拜访的时候，看到一些年长的弟兄姐妹。
Takes them a long time to get into the meeting and leave the meeting. They're very slow.
他们要慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢进到聚会里面，也要慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢的才离开。
But some of those elderly people are spiritually very alive.
但这些年长的弟兄姐妹，有些他的属灵那真是活泼。
And they put the young people to shame.
他使那些年轻的感到羞愧。
They have all the energy.
那些年轻的有活力。
But their prayers are dull.
但他们祷告实在是无聊。
Like Sunday school prayers.
因为像礼拜天主日学的祷告。
It amazes me when I hear.A college student pray.
有时候我听到一个大学生祷告的时候，我真的觉得非常稀奇。
Here's a student receives all A's and they're studying astrophysics.
那这些学生所有的课都是拿 A 啊，在修天文物理啊。
And you say, would you pray?
那你刚刚说你祷告好不好？
They say, thank you, daddy, for this day. Please bless us in every way. Amen.
他们祷告说，天父，谢谢你所赐给我们的一切。谢谢你。Amen.
That was a living prayer when you were 7.
那在你七岁的时候啊，这是一个活泼的祷告。
But on to maturity.
但你要成熟啊。
And so I want to finish. Quickly going through the whole book, chapter by chapter.
所以现在我要一章一章的快快的走过希伯来书作为结束。
And in every chapter, I want to pick out one phrase that shows us the better way.
然后在每一章里面，我要拣选一节经文来告诉我们什么是那更美的。
Now, what's the best?
什么是最好的？
Jesus.
耶稣是最好的。
The person.
这位主是最好的。
But he leads us in.The better way.
那他给了我们一个更美的道。
He's the best.
他是最好的。
We live in the better way.
那我们就有一个更美的道路。
What is the better way?
那更美的道路是什么？
Chapter 1.
第一章。
The better way is to listen to the Son, who is the final spoken word of God.
最更美的道就是听那个神默示借着他所启示的儿子。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
The better way is God's way.Bringing many sons to glory.
更美的道就是神的道，是要带领许多众子进入荣耀。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
The better way.
最更美的道。
Is to be partakers of Christ.
是能够与基督有份。
That's in chapter 3 verse 14.
第三章十四节。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
The better way.
更美的道。
Entering his rest.
进入他的安息。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
The better way.
更美的道。
Eating solid food.
要吃那个干粮。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
The better way.
更美的道。
Pressing on to maturity.
竭力长大成人。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
The better way.
更美的道。
Saved to the uttermost.
拯救到底。
Chapter 8,
第八章。
The better way?
更美的道。
Living in the better covenant.
活在更美的约里。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
The better way?
更美的道。
Living with a perfect conscience.
有一个清
洁。Washed by the blood of the lamb.
有一个清洁完全的良心，是羔羊的宝血所洗净的。
Chapter 10.
第十章。
The better way?
更美的道。
Entering into the new and living way.
要进入那更新的活道。
Chapter 11.
第十一章。
The better way?
更美的道。
Seeking a better country.
那寻求那更美的家乡。
Chapter 12.
第十二章。
The better way?
更美的道。
Coming to Mount Zion.
来到锡安山。
Chapter 13.
第十三章。
The better way?
更美的道。
Going to meet him outside the camp.
出到了营外。与基督相会。
The better way.
这是更美的道。
Awake, O sleeper!
一个给那些睡觉的人一个更美的道。
That's just to wake up anybody who is sleeping.
我这样讲就是要你们醒来啊。
Rise from the dead.
从死里复活。
Walk in a living way.
那行这个活道。
With a living God.
靠着这位复活的。
A living covenant.
一个活泼的约。
And an unchangeable purpose.
根据他不更改的旨意。
Oh, what a wonderful way this is.
那这是一个何等美好的道路。
It's a way of blessing, it's a way of discipline.
这是一个蒙福的道路，这是一个蒙管教的道路。
It's a way of fullness, it's a way of loneliness.
那这是既丰满的道路，也是一条寂寞的道路。
It's a way of searching, it's a way of rest.
既是寻找的道路，也是安息的道路。
But through every up and down of this new and living way,
但在这条新的路里面的高高低低
We remain face to face with God's best.
我们总是与神的至好面对面。
God has his best things for the few who dare to stand the test.
对那些几位能够经历这些试验的人，神已经给了他们至好的。
God has his second best, that's the good.God has his second best for those who will not have his best.
那神将那赐好的也是好给了那些不愿意得他治好的。
May you be one of the few.
那盼望你是那位少数的几位。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Oh Lord Jesus, you are the best.
那主耶稣你实在是治好的。
You're better than any angel, any man, any covenant.
你比任何的天使、任何的人、任何的约都更美好。
We want the best.
我们要这治好。
We have the good.
我们已经有好的。
We're so blessed.
我们已经蒙了这么多的祝福。
We want the best.
我们要那治好。
We want a living God.
我们要那个活泼长存的永生神。
And a living way.
一个活泼的道。
And a living word.
一个活泼的话语。
Oh, have mercy upon us.
求你赐怜悯。
We find it so easy for us to settle for the shadows.
很多时候我们对我们得到的影儿是这样子的满意。
And some of us have not grown spiritually.
很多人在属灵上并没有长进。
We remain babes needing milk.
我们还是如同能吃奶的婴孩。
Oh, grow us up.
帮助我们成长。
We plead with you, Lord, for mercy.
我们向你恳求，求你给怜悯。
Before the shaking comes,
在大震动来以前
Would you have us be those who have held on to that which is unshakable, the very best?
求你帮助我们，叫我们持守守住那个不能震动的，就是那至好的。
We pray for all this in the name of the best, our Lord Jesus.
我们祷告是靠那至好的主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.